You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Hello, or should I say Happy Christmas. This is Ours to Protect. I know it may feel it's still too soon for some people for the festive greeting, but it is indeed somehow December again. Christmas is a magical time of year, but it's also expensive and wasteful. So this week, we're preparing ourselves for what is to come and getting organised on how to eliminate the waste and hopefully the costs leading into the big day. To kick off, I'm going to speak to Aaron Murphy, the programme manager for the Rediscover Fashion Rediscovery Centre, Ireland's national centre for the circular economy. Aaron is running two free events in Donegal this week with Letterkenny Tidy Towns, Changemakers Donegal and Sprioga Sport, and it's called How to Green Your Wardrobe. Let's hear some more from her.
Changemakers Donegal at Inishow and Development Partnership have invited us up to Donegal to talk to local community groups about upcycling ahead of Christmas. So we're running two events. One is in the Regional Culture Centre in Letterkenny on Thursday 7th December from 7 to 8:30, and the second one is in Carndonagh in Unit 6 Sprioga Sport from 12 to 1:30. So it's great to be able to kind of reach out to two communities.
Aaron told me a bit more about the role the fashion industry has, particularly at Christmas.
So many items are one-off items. They're just for Christmas, you know, like the Christmas jumpers or maybe your Christmas outfit. And to be reusing them or upcycling them is just such a good thing to be able to do. My big thing is about shopping your own wardrobe and kind of using what we already own, because the most sustainable clothes are the ones that we already own, basically. And a lot of us have items that we've forgotten about at the back of our wardrobe, you know. And actually, if you go kind of through everything and do a bit of, you know, take an evening to try styling things a little bit differently, you can get a huge amount of looks from what you already own, and you mightn't need to go out and buy anything. So
we do all have that outfit that only comes out for the Christmas party or for New Year's Eve. Aaron says there's a way to transform what you have to get a completely new look.
Reusing and upcycling, and you know, maybe you could add a trim to that, or you know, change it up in some way that would actually make it into a new outfit. And this is really good in terms of cost of living and not spending too much, but also for the environment.
And I can hear what you're thinking. I don't have the skills to do this. But this is where the event comes in handy.
It's mostly going to be demonstrations. So the only thing that we're asking people to bring is actually an item. So just one item to put on a swap rail. So we're going to have a swap rail in situ, and people are going to bring an item, hopefully, and put it onto the swap rail at the beginning of the event. And then there'll be time for questions and answers afterwards. So people will be invited to interact with the swap rail then. So it's like a little mini swap event as well.
There'll be demonstrations in place. It's a step in on how to learn to change what you have or repair your clothes. I wanted to see though what people felt about Christmas and the idea of upcycling or buying pre-loved items, both in terms of fashion but also in terms of gift giving. Here's what we heard.
A dress that I'm going to be wearing for New Year's I got on Depop this year, and I'm really excited for it to come. I think there's no harm in it, and it's always a lot cheaper as well.
One of my favourite gifts to do is actually making a collage for someone, so I would definitely source out big frames from places like St. Vincent de Paul or other charity shops, and then going about making something personal with pictures.
However, what do people think about actually receiving a pre-loved item as a gift rather than giving it?
So I have received quite a few gifts in the past from charity shops, and also been really nice shirts. And to be honest, they're the type of shirts that, you know, you'd be paying like €100 for, and you know, it's really a great find.
If I got a gift from a charity shop and someone had, I would think that was more of a thoughtful gift. The fact that they've gone into different shops, having a look on what to buy me. Yeah, you can buy gifts in all those other shops, but I just think shopping in a charity shop, you can actually get some really lovely stuff.
And of course, there needs to be the presentation.
I actually used the Penny's shopping bags last year. They've actually started like leaning into it, where they have the designs now on the bags instead of just the plain brown. They have the red stripes to make it more Christmassy. Like I've done before where I wrap presents in newspaper and I just got like colourful ribbon and stuff. I think it looks a bit different, and yeah, it's a bit more sustainable.
Other top tips is buying realistically in terms of food. It's so easy to go overboard. I feel like it's something that's ingrained to us, especially the Irish mammies. You can't have somebody come into your home and have them feel like they're not leaving absolutely stuffed. However, in 2019, iReach did a survey for Aldi, and it found that 50% more food is thrown away during the festive period. So bear that in mind when you're out doing your shopping. How much do you need versus how much did you throw out last year? What did you overbuy last year that ended up in the bin? There was also a mention of charity shops there. I was in my local one this week and there was lovely decorations, but what also caught me off guard, there was lovely Christmas cards and they were all 50 cent each. So again, definitely something to look into. I'll also pop links up on the website along with the tips to the Free Cycle episode, which was way back. It was our first episode of Ours to Protect, and the Halloween costume swap shop episode, because both concepts are very applicable to the festive season. That's all for this week. I'd love to thank Aaron Murphy for taking the time to speak to me, everyone who participated and give me their thoughts on buying pre-loved items, to Anya Sweeney for working the socials. That's all from me for this week. Until next week, have a great one.
You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Highland Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.